Our sermon this morning is the sermon that Luke Bernthal had prepared and planned to present for us this morning, but Luke is unable to do so because he's quarantined due to COVID. So our text is from Luke 2, verses 41 through 52. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. May the joy and peace of salvation through the Christ child fill your hearts and minds every day of your lives, dear fellow redeemed. A 10-year-old girl had gone with her family to see some Christmas light displays at various locations throughout the city. At one church, they got out and to look more closely at beautifully done nativity scene. "Isn't that beautiful?" said the girl's grandmother. "Look at all the animals, Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus." "Yes, Grandma," replied the granddaughter. "It's really nice, but there's one thing that bothers me. Isn't baby Jesus ever going to grow up? He's the same size he was last year." "Yes, baby Jesus did grow up. Did you notice our text even mentioned that? The last verse, verse 52, says, 'And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature.' In other words, Jesus grew smarter and he grew taller. That really is an amazing verse when you think about it. Jesus, true God, God's Son, grew and learned. How can God grow and learn? Well, the answer, of course, is that Jesus is true man as well as true God. He became a man, fully 100% human, just like us, in order to carry out his Father's plan to save all mankind. In this account, Jesus is only 12 years old, and in fact, this is the only account from Jesus' childhood that we have recorded in the Bible. He wouldn't start his public ministry until 18 years later, when he was completely and fully intent on carrying out his Father's business. How about us? You and I are children of God through faith. Are we always focused on carrying out our Father's business? There are a number of lessons that we can learn from Jesus' example in this account about carrying out the Father's business, even though he was still just a young boy. The first lesson we can learn from Jesus' example is his attitude toward worship. Our text tells us his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. Think about how remarkable that verse actually is. As the promised Savior, the Messiah, true God himself, the temple in Jerusalem was built to worship him. The sacrifices, worship services, and ceremonies that were conducted in the temple were ordained by God to point the worshipers' hearts and minds to Jesus, the promised Savior. Now, Jesus is going to the temple to worship and celebrate a festival that actually was focused on him and the deliverance from sin and death he would bring. Remember the Passover feast, they would sacrifice an unblemished lamb. Jesus would be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. What does that tell us about the importance of worship when it comes to our Father's business. If the Son of God himself felt the need to worship and be in fellowship with God's people, how much more should we make our church attendance and worship a top priority in our lives? In some ways, it's taken a little more effort this year, and it's taken on different settings and formats than we are used to, hasn't it? Whether it is setting aside time with our family to worship on our couches at home, or to worship with on Facebook through live stream or recording of the worship service, or here in church itself, God still calls us to worship him with our fellow believers, even if it's just two or three gathered together in Jesus' name. Look at the effort, travel, and expense and time Jesus and his parents put in to celebrate the Feast of the Passover in our text. Again, if the Son of God himself felt the need to worship and be in fellowship with God's people, how much more should we make our church attendance and worship, in whatever setting we may be right now, a top priority in our lives? The second lesson we learn from young Jesus in our text is closely related to the first. We can learn from his attitude toward the word. Now, so it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. There are a couple of remarkable things to notice in these two verses. First of all, it says that Jesus was there in the temple for 3 days doing Bible study with the teachers of the law. 3 days. When have we ever spent 3 days of our lives studying, discussing, and meditating on God's word? And yet we see Jesus at just 12 years old doing this very thing. And Jesus was himself the word made flesh. He is God's word in human form. As true God, he doesn't need Bible study. He is the word. He knows the word perfectly. And he himself is what the entire word of God is about. And yet, did you notice in our text Jesus' humility when he was in the temple with the teachers? He was both listening to them and asking them questions. What does this tell us about the importance of the word when it comes to our Father's business? If the Son of God himself spent much of his days learning, reading, and discussing God's word, how much more should we make the reading, study, and discussion of God's word, both at home and here at our Bible studies and church services, a priority in our lives? We need that encouragement. We need that comfort. We need the instruction in the paths of righteousness that God's word gives us. We need the good news of the gospel, especially in these times when there's so much bad news. We are now at the beginning of a new year, and that's a good time to reassess priorities and resolve what we will plan to do differently than we did in the past year. With the Holy Spirit's help, let's resolve to make the study of God's word our top priority in 2021. Finally, the third lesson we learn from young Jesus in our text is his obedience. This is a huge part of our Father's business. When our Heavenly Father says something, he expects us to believe it, to trust it as good and true. When he commands something, he expects us to do it. That's exactly what we see Jesus doing in our text. He was obedient to both his heavenly father and his earthly father and mother. Listen again to the words of our text. And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. And then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. As true God, Jesus is not subject to anyone. But as true man, Jesus willingly put himself under God's law. And one of those laws is honor your father and mother, the fourth commandment. Can you imagine the humility it would have taken for Jesus to do this? The God of the universe willingly placing himself under the authority of sinful, mistake-prone parents who obviously didn't even grasp his mission as the Savior or all that doing the Father's business would entail for Jesus. And yet, he was obedient perfectly obedient. Not just in regards to his parents and the fourth commandment, but to all God's laws. That's one of the reasons we're so thankful that Jesus did grow up. He didn't just stay a baby. He lived out his 33 years of life in perfect obedience to God's law because we couldn't. Now that perfection is credited to you and me. At the end of that perfect life, Jesus died an innocent, sacrificial death on the cross for you and me as well, to pay for all the times we haven't been obedient to God's commands and haven't been perfectly about our Father's business. But Jesus also rose again from the dead so that we would be certain that we too will not only be forever a part of our Father's business, but also in our Father's house forever in heaven. Thanks be to God that Jesus was and is always about our Father's business. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.